What's up, Anchor? It's actually late. I usually do this in the morning, but you know, things happened. I ended up not doing it in the morning, so I'm gonna give it a shot. It feels weird to post at 6 p.m. when I usually record at 6 a.m. So let's see. Here we go. All right, so it's Monday, as I said. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I certainly did. So I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, so I'm just going to wing it like I always do. The reason I didn't post early today, it's because I've been doing well. I feel like just the fact that I've been posting Monday through Friday is a reflection of how motivated I am with this, well, not with this only, but with all these projects that I've been taking on, with the sole purpose of making money. As you guys all know, the story behind this is that I went from a highly stressful job, working from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, almost, you know, for years and years, to this more conventional 8-to-5 job where it's not as stressful as the, you know, my previous one was. And I've been having this idea of, well, maybe I need to look for another job, right? You know, not one that pays me more, which is, you know, obviously it that's one of the most important incentives, but one that pushes me to do more, you know, one that actually challenges me in different areas. So saying that, I started my journey, you know, looking through other jobs. Nothing really catched my attention, and the ones that actually did were not the ones that I would have luck on. So I also, to my point, I was not as engaged in finding another job. You know, I feel like if I really wanted to, I would have pushed it, but I didn't find something exciting, I guess. And that got me thinking, all right, you know, so here's the deal. I can find another job easily that can pay me, you know, 20, 30, even 40K more than what I'm currently earning. I truly believe that, you know, it's, you know, I can find something else similar to that, you know, easy. But doing that would also mean that more likely, and the probability is high, is that I'm not going to have an 8-to-5 job, and I'm actually going to work 10 hours, you know, 11, 12 hours a day for sure. Again, you know, I'm looking for a challenge, so that challenge would require me to put in the effort and put in the time. So if I did that, then I would go back to square one, where it's, you know, so stressful, so busy that it would eat up time away from me going to the gym, from, you know, my family, from, you know, doing the things that I actually have the time of doing now, you know. So it got me thinking that maybe I need to focus on, you know, putting up a business, something different, right? So I actually started looking into that, but I took the approach from a very open-ended suggestion. I guess, you know, I'm open to any suggestions pretty much at this point. So I started tackling that question with a variety of projects. And, you know, to my surprise, I feel more engaged now with all these projects that I'm doing than anything else. And I'm not sure if you understand, well, if I'm making myself clear, but this podcast, for example, you know, I'm doing something else on Instagram, you know, where I'm trying to create a base. Again, I don't know what I'm going to aim at. I'm not sure what I'm going to, if I'm going to sell a product or a service. I have no idea, but I realized, well, if I'm really 110% committed to this, I better start building a base where I can advertise. And I guess that's kind of marketing in a way. And I'm like, all right, let's do that. Let's do the podcast. You know, that's another venue. Let's engage more on Twitter with the podcast. You know, again, kind of going hand in hand, you know, side, you know, hand by, you know, side to side. It's the same thing, pretty much. Then I started getting into commission-only part-time jobs. And again, I'm committed to those. And I'm so committed that I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it as a, I guess you would call it, passion project. I want to see if I truly have what it takes to break out of my shell, to sell something, to then not just sell, but to market it. You know, am I going to be good at that? If I ever have my own my own, you know, staffing service, as I've thought about, again, that's kind of one of the ideas that I have. I need to be my number one marketer and my number one seller. Otherwise, you know, it's going to take years to build a client base. So I started juggling those things, those, you know, mini projects. The staffing service is another one that actually I've been putting aside. But again, I'm putting aside not because I don't want to work on it, but because I'm actually engaging. I'm actually doing different things, you know, working on different projects. And I'm not sure why, but that has me engaged, and it feels good. It feels good to be engaged. And I'm not sure if it's because I'm just starting or if it's because of what, you know, but I'm engaged, and I'm liking the process of it. I'm enjoying the process of being creative, of putting the time. It's interesting. I like it. You know, it's a good challenge. Now, I don't want to just, you know, fuck around. You know, to better put it in a better way, you know, I don't want to just do it just for the sake of doing it. I actually want results at this point. You know, with these part-time commission jobs, I actually want to sell, and I'm going to do it. And I'm deciding whether or not to even start selling on this venue. I don't want to do it just yet. I just want, you know, I'm not sure why. I, you know, I have to really dig into it and see, you know, what the reason is, or how to even do it, you know, like in a good way. But I feel like I'm starting, so I don't want to merge the projects for now, and eventually figure out a way where I can synergistically just, you know, search, you know, combine all of them at the same time, pretty much. Anyways, doing so, I'm excited. You know, it's pretty cool. Eventually, I want to create a more robust episodes or posts, I guess, where maybe I can start engaging other people. I can bring in, you know, other people, so we can have discussions. I've thought about this idea of just, you know, start reaching out to people that have something important to say, like share their story in a whatever way, and maybe just start engaging in this podcast. So if actually, I'll bring it out right now. If there's anyone out there that has a story to tell, or that has been working on something and that they're very passionately about and want to share it here, you guys are welcome to. Honestly, it's interesting how, you know, you can learn so much by just listening to other people, which is kind of what I've been doing in all these social media venues. It's not just delivering content, but it's actually connecting with people, which is pretty cool. I'm just saying that, you know, putting it out there. If anyone has anything, you know, again, follow my Twitter page. I'll put a link in the description, which again, eventually I have to somehow merge everything into one. I don't know how, but I'll put my link. I believe it's hashtag life with vision, like with, but without the H, on Twitter. So, you know, send me a shout out, you know, send me a tweet, DM, whatever, you know, I want to hear from you. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.